He makes a way. In us. Thank you for comprehension. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated. I'm going to have much more time to sing today. Why, you didn't call your emergency keyboardist? Wouldn't they be here? They should be here. Should reach out to them. Okay. Oh, he makes no way. No wind there seems to be. No way, he's alive, and he lives inside of me. Glory to God. Okay. So I think, should we start by saying, I see the moon. The moon see me, right? God bless the moon. No, if not because of the moon, you will not be here today, right? Say, thank God for the moon. Hallelujah. Okay, so much to do today, so much to eat today, spiritual and physical. Say so much. Acts 11:26. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled together with the church and taught what much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Amen. So what do you see there? They taught much people. So there was, for how long did they teach much people? Space of how many years? A whole year, right? A whole year. That means there is much teaching and there is so much people involved. Much teaching, much people. Say much teaching, much people. So that means teaching must be voluminous and teaching must be made for all. Don't try and insulate any of your friends from the influence of God's word. That is why the church must be a teaching empire. We must disciple men to teach and to do it properly. We must disciple men to teach and to do it properly, to do it properly. Much people. So there must be units in the church, cell meetings, everybody teaching. Cell meeting, membership meetings, workers meetings, everything teaching, trying to making people better. The church must prioritize knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. The much teaching. Never despise the teaching of God's word. Never. Never despise the teaching of God's word. Never. So, what I'm really bringing out there is much people. They taught how many? Much people. So, please get committed to this. And that's why we have what we call the PR note in this place, where which is not an NGO note, which is a place where you feel your spiritual activities as you do them outside. The purpose of the church is not, you can as well do ministry without church. But church will simply make you to be committed, to be consistent in what you are doing. Are you with me? So, Hebrews 13, verse 9 now. Pastor, you write today, then the author, you will find your meal. Hebrews 13, verse 9. Call it the teaching ministry of Jesus, part 1. The teaching ministry of Jesus, part 1. Actually, this is another teaching that we actually go in series. Because what we'll be doing there is to ransack the whole four Gospels. That is something I started a bit inside the preacher's portfolio. So we are going to do two parts of this today, then one part of love and self, or three parts of one, as the time, depending on if men eat to two spot or drink to two spot. Anybody bring alcohol? Yeah, that's it. Say nobody. Say nobody. Say nobody. Somebody on live stream, ask me. Okay, sorry. Hebrews 13, verse 9. Let's read together. I want to go. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Amen? Say it's a good thing that the art be established with sister Grace. Hallelujah. The Grace is a sister. Deep, right? Sorry. So it's a good thing that the art be established with grace, not with meat, not with don't put your mind on a performance pedestrian. No. So what we believe about Jesus is actually vital to our Christian life. What we believe about him is vital to our faith life, to our faith life. It's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. So, what we believe about Jesus, what we believe about him is very vital to our Christian life. For instance, that John chapter 9, verse 1. That means all he said must be well investigated. All he said must be well investigated. Amen, amen. All Jesus has said must be well investigated. Are you there? Okay. Okay, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was born blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents? He was born blind. Let's read verse 3. Want to go? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be what? Made manifest in him. So, if you just read that like that, and you just take it like that, then that will mean God can put sickness on people so that Jesus can what? Can heal them. That is serious. That is serious. That is very serious. If we believe that about Jesus, our Savior, that God can deliberately make some people what? Sick so that Jesus can have somebody to heal. That is serious. That means the devil is not doing enough. The devil is not making people sick enough. God has to contribute so that Jesus can have work to do. But see verse 4. Thank God for the spirit of context. I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. So don't forget what he was saying in that latter part of verse 3. But that the works of God should be made manifest through him. He's now saying, I must walk that works of God while it is day. The night is coming when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am what? The light of the world. Hallelujah. That's the point. So that means he's simply saying, hey, now that I am here, I will heal him. Simple. It's not. He answered the question of who did sin. He said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents. That is the answer. So, but the solution Jesus said the sickness did not come because of anyone's sin. But now that I'm here, this is the daytime, not the nighttime, I will heal him. Simple. It's not saying I made him sick so that I can heal him. It's just the way it was constructed due to the verses and the way it was. No, it's not God that puts verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. It's men, right? So at times they don't do it properly. Are you with me? Thank you. Go to John 3. Let me show you this thing in another translation. See John 9. See John 9. Verse 3. Sorry, same John 9, verse 3. I just want to show you from another translation. Yeah, this. So you can know that these things can be very disastrous to the faith of people. I read God's word translation. Just listen to me. He said, neither has this man seen nor his friend seen. Instead, he was born blind so that God could show what he could do for him. I hear that. KJV is better. That is God's word. But let me read BBE for you. Jesus said in his answer, it was not because of his sin or because of his father's or mother's sin. It was so that the works of God might be seen openly in him. Very serious. But thank God for other translation. Let me read one more. Let me read Good News Bible. You know, at times you say good news, you think everything will be good news. You just hear good news. Wow, awesome, good news. See what good news has to say. Jesus answered, his blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sin. He is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in him. Amen. So why are you barren? Oh, so that God's power can be seen at work in me. Imagine. Just like the story of Anna, the way they presented it in the Old Testament. That God and God sealed her womb with what? With needle and thread? Yellow tape. That's serious. You're wicked. But luckily, one more. Let me read one more. That is ISV. Just answer. Neither this man sin nor his parents sin. This happened so that God's work might be revealed in him. But let me read one more question for you. That is CEV. Contemporary English version. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man who had been born blind since birth. Jesus' disciples asked, teacher, why was this man born blind? Was it because he or his parents sinned? Verse 3. Jesus, no, it wasn't. Jesus answered. Full stop. But because of his blindness, you will see God's work a miracle for him. Let me take that again. Let me take verse 2 and 3 again. Listen, Jesus' disciples asked, teacher, why was this man born blind? Was it because he or his parents sinned? Verse 3, no, it wasn't. Jesus answered. Full stop. But because of his blindness, you will see God work a miracle for him. Exactly. I've not even explained anything now. That is a translator saying, no, that could not have been God making a man blind so that Jesus can heal somebody. Because of his blindness, Jesus will what? Work a miracle for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that means the response to sickness is simply what? Healings. God's response to sickness is simply healings. So God, Jesus heals because of sickness, not because God put some sickness there. Don't forget, Jesus is God that became a man. Hallelujah. So, I will go into something today, which will continue, of what we should finish before Sunday. 1 John 1, verse 1. Better still, Romans 5. Hold on, Romans 5. Romans 5. 12 and 13. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for what? That all have sinned. Amen? 13. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. 14. Nevertheless, what happened? Death reigned from Adam to Moses, right? Now, what is death? Death is the absence of life. Are you with me? So if death has been reigning, if death reigned from Adam to Moses, that means life has been available even before the law of Moses. That means life has been available between Adam and Moses. I mean, from Adam to Moses. Try and get that. Because he's saying the law was given when? When Moses came, right? So now say, but death reigned between Adam and Moses. So if truly death reigned between Adam and Moses, it implies life has been available from where? From where? From Adam. Are you with me? I'm taking it so gently. Life has been available from Adam. Therefore, that would mean the preaching of the gospel did not start from Moses. The preaching of the gospel started from Genesis, which we have seen. The preaching of the gospel started from Genesis. Life is the message from the beginning. Life is the message from the beginning. So the question is, since, of course, don't forget, John 1, 17 said, the law was given by Moses. Said the law was given by Moses. So the issue is, okay, if the law was given by Moses, which was over 2,400 years, or more than that, Shaft, like 2,500 years after creation, why should Moses now change the teaching ministry of Jesus? Why should Moses influence the message of Jesus? That's the question. That means, the question is Jesus a law preacher? Are you with me? So that's the question I'm trying to answer. Is Jesus, it was a law preacher? Very important question for us to answer. Is Jesus a law preacher? See 1 John chapter 1. Verse 1. Verse 1. It's a family meeting. Ensure your neighbor is opening as much as he can. 1 John 1, verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, sirs. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Again, let's read verse 1 again. That which was from the beginning, which we have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that which was from the beginning. See verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. Want to go, guys? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the message is that which was from the beginning. Don't forget, the message of the apostles, the message of John was the same message from the beginning. The same message from Genesis. The same message from Genesis. He never said that which Moses preached. 1 Peter 1 verse 19. So the question is, therefore, why will Jesus' teaching ministry be law-based and not be grace-based? That's the question. Why will the teaching ministry of Jesus, why will Jesus' teaching be law-based and not grace-based? If grace was that which was from the beginning, why will the teaching ministry of Jesus be law-based if it is so? 1 Peter 1:19. Oh, it's good. We just read from verse 18. The glory, glory. Amen, amen. I was thinking Prophet Shammah would be available today, but it's not available. Okay, 1 Peter 1:19. Let's read together. Okay, sorry, it's better we start from verse 18. 18, please, guys. You know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, which you have received by traditions of your fathers. 19, guys. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots, who verily was foreordained before when the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Said the precious blood of Christ was foreordained from the foundation of the world. Now, but was manifest in this last day for you. Verse 21, I want to go, guys. Who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in who? In God. Romans 16:25. So don't forget, it was foreordained. Jesus himself, it was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Jesus himself was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, which is the preaching of Jesus Christ, that is the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the what? Revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since when? Since the world began. Hallelujah. Say the preaching of Jesus Christ has been since the world began. 26, but it's now made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophet. That means now what we are just doing now is we are explaining it according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of it. Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God elect and the acknowledging of the truth of which is after godliness. Let's read verse 2:1-2 go. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Verse 3. But as in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. 2 Timothy 1:8. So consistently, we have seen that the preaching, this express preaching of Jesus Christ was what was foreordained. What was foreordained was not the Ark of Noah. What was foreordained was not types and shadows. Was not the blood of bulls and animals. Was not the sprinkling of an ephah. What was foreordained was the same Jesus. Say same Jesus. Say same gospel. Say same full gospel. So that was the intention. It was not an afterthought of God. 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. What he's saying there is that you preach the gospel. But he's saying don't be ashamed of the testimony. That should be maturion or something like that. Of the testimony of our Lord. That means don't be ashamed of putting out what he has done. So verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us where? In Christ Jesus. When? Before the world began. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say no be today. Say no be today thing. Says the same gospel has been since the beginning. Not anybody that is telling you that you are giving somebody license to sin, it's too late. It's late for many years. 6,000 years. Hallelujah. Same gospel has been up for ordained. Stay. If you are just hearing 2019, too bad for you. Is it bad? Anyway, it's bad. Anyway, because you are late. You are the one coming late to the reality. Amen. Praise God. Say it has been since. Let's read verse 10 together. I want to go, guys. But it's now made manifest by the what? Appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. So that means that he is just made manifest. Does not mean he is a new thought. It does not mean that this is just this is the new version of God. Does not mean that this is God's last plan. After God has tried blood, he has tried ark, he has tried this and that, and everything is not working. Therefore, let me try sending my son. No, it's not the last option of God. It has always been the intention, the plan. Are you with me, brethren? So, but it's now made manifest by the appearing. This is called the fulfillment of, in quotes, the promises. By the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who at what? Abolished death and hath brought what? Life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Say the gospel. Say the full gospel is the abolishment of death. Hallelujah. Now that says a lot, because everything he says that in that place, we see that in our Jesus later, the abolishment of death and the bringing of immortality to reality, that is only available in the full gospel. That is only available in the resurrection. You can leave that. Revelation 13 verse 8. Come on, be fast. Revelation 13 verse 8. Consistently, we can see that the preaching of Jesus Christ no be today. It's not a 20th century message. A lot of people have been saying, yes, there was a time that God was dealing with the world via what? Via deliverance. There was a time that God was dealing with the world via what? Via prosperity message. They said there was a time that the wave is, what was the wave? Any other wave? We have seen the wave of prosperity, wave of, sir? Holiness. Oh, thank you. Awesome. There has been a wave of holiness. Then now, the new wave that God wants to move with is grace. Not serious. Come on. Revelation 13 verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from when? The foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 3 verse 9. Ephesians 3 verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God. Can you see? It was not hidden by God. It was hidden in God. Are you with me? It was not hidden by God. It was hidden where? In God. That means the only reason it was hidden was because people refused to search out God. Did you get that, brethren? That means the only reason why it was hidden was because people, they refused to search out God. Not because God hid it from people. Say hidden in God. Who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus for our Lord. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Same Ephesians 1 verse 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. He shows us, that means he selected the gospel, predestinated before the foundation of the world. Before a mountain was made, before even man came, the gospel predicts man. The message predicts man. Romans 3:25. See, the world is your reality. Huh? Adventure is not your reality. Everything here is faboos. The world is reality. So focus on it. It's not fiction. This is not fiction. We don't discuss fiction here. It's not faboos. We have not followed cornily devised faboos. Amen? Say it's reality. Unfortunately, it's the things that we are even calling reality ephemeral, right? How do you pronounce it? I say open Ephesians 1:4, right? You have read that? Romans 3:25. So Jesus could not have come to the world and be preaching the law of Moses. That would be serious. Romans 3:25, whom God had set forth. Of course, all these words are very complex, which you all know in this place. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. That means he set forth. That means he foreordained. He foreordained. To that, and to that protitemi, something like that, to declare his righteousness. Thank you for the what? Remission. That is last area, right? Of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. So the key word there is whom God has set forth. He has set him forth. He has foreordained him. That's the meaning of set forth there. He has set him forth. He has foreordained him. Amen. Amen. Come on. Micah 5:2. Some people are loading themselves with rams. Yeah, I'm loading you with the word today. Amen. You will be loaded. Say, I'll be loaded. Oh, glory, glory. Loaded spiritually, loaded physically. Micah 5:2. Pastor Ezekiel, the spirit of Facebook came upon you yesterday. You decided to bombard everywhere. Hallelujah. With the gospel of Christ. Say, more grace you have. Amen. Okay. I said, Micah 5:2. Thank you. But thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from when? From old, even from when? Everlasting. He is not talking really about God, though. Are you with me? To say God has been from everlasting, that is not new. But he's saying you was referring to Jesus. But he's saying, out of you shall come what? Him that should be a ruler in Israel. Talking about Christ. So I can say that he's talking about the message. So write this down. The preaching of Jesus, which is in quotes the grace message, has been from the beginning. Legalism has not been from the beginning. Legalism has not been from the beginning, but rather the preaching of Jesus has been from the beginning. Galatians 4:4 now. So when we examine the teaching ministry of Jesus, you must be careful in the way you interpret it. Of course, like I taught you under the preacher's portfolio, his initial audience were men that were not born again, right? Men that are not saved, men without the Spirit. See Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Say made under the law. That refers to his ancestral lineage. That refers to where he came from, in simple terms. That refers simply to where he came from. That is not saying Jesus or his message is subject to the law of Moses. No, that is talking about his physical ancestral lineage. Are you with me? When he say he was made under the law, he's not saying he is made to be subject to the law. He himself has predicted, of course, by his message from the beginning. Don't worry, we'll get me very soon. Romans 15:8. Well done. 15:8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. He was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. That is still not talking about his message, but about his physical lineage. The fathers did not determine the message of Jesus. Abraham did not determine the message of Jesus. Isaac did not. Moses did not. And David did not. His message has been from the beginning. His message was God's plan from the beginning. So the fathers in that place, they are not the one that determined his message. Try and get that.
In fact, his physical lineage came as a result of the integration of the fathers. Remember how we use that word? Yeah. That means because of the way the fathers chose to appreciate the gospel, is because, you know, it was Abraham that just laid claim to the son. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's not compulsory from Genesis that Jesus comes from Abraham. It's not compulsory. But it's Abraham, when everybody was going astray, it was Abraham that laid claim on the promise of who? Of the Messiah. So if I ask you that, why did Jesus come through the tribe of Abraham? Why? Because of Abraham. Not because that was God's plan. Why was Jesus a Jew? Why is he not a Canaanite? Because the Canaanites did not receive the promise. A Jew received the promise. But the promise itself is before any Jew or any Canaanite. Are you with me, brethren? It's simple. Okay. So that's what I mean, because of the integration. No, the way you can look at it, the Jews, somehow they try to cage Jesus. No, they said, no, he's our own. He's our Jesus. He's our Jesus. No, it's not. I mean, that's what Peter and the rest were trying to do in the book of Acts, right? They are saying salvation is not for who? It's not for the Gentiles. No, it's just for us. It's just for us. So that is why I said, so just write this down in your notes. You understand later. I mean, better. Of course, you understand now. Integration is actually because of lack of thorough understanding. Integration, of course, you know the meaning. It's difficult to explain every time. It's because of lack of thorough understanding. Why types and shadows is because of unbelief. Types and shadows is because of unbelief, but integration is because of lack of thorough understanding. Now, I'll be using some words consistently in this place. If you don't know, it's just approach somebody that knows it. Don't always chat me up. That is Joshua's work. Anytime any scripture coughs in his head, immediately of the night or 2 a.m., just pastor. You have pastors all around you. Come on. Amen. Let me focus. Of course, I'm not saying anything. Go back to Romans 15. So I wrote in my notes, I said, Jesus need not come through Abraham for redemption to occur. Jesus need not come through Abraham for redemption to occur. It was Abraham that collabo him, something like that. In fact, write this down. I said, he need not incarnated if Adam had gone all out for God. Jesus need not be incarnated if Adam have received him fully. Now in front of that, put our Jesus series still coming. So you can refer to it. As I'm saying that the plan, don't forget at the end of the day, that's what saved us. Is it incarnation, death, or resurrection? So that means that resurrection is the key intention of God. No, incarnation is suffering, right? Huh? Hope you know it's suffering. So. But God that does not sleep or slumber to step into human flesh is suffering. Amen? For God that said that belongs to him, for him to now come and say one day, say he's hungry. Imagine God asking a woman, give me water. I say, no, I'm a Samaritan, you are a Jew. I can't give you water. You know, that's funny. Maybe some of you, what will you do immediately? Hallelujah. You slap her. God is saying, give me water. You are saying, no. Hallelujah. Very suffering. You'll be looking at her. Oh, God. I wish it's Elijah. Me and you. Say, you become water. I will drink you. Okay, Romans 15, verse 9. Please, you will get this clearly. Just relax. Have you seen something that it looks like all our series, everything, they are progressive. Everything is interwoven. That's how a church ought to be. That means we pick up from where we stopped. We use that to go somewhere else. So it must, that means please don't make a culture of missing the string. It will be difficult. you know, I've explained that word integration for more than, I know it's more than 5 times already, not in different messages. Okay, thank you, Romans 15, verse 9. Now that the Gentiles might glorify God, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, can you see, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again, he said, rejoice you Gentiles. Oh, dude, that's not your Bible now. Are you seeing from there? You have a pin door camera eyes that goes like this. Where are we? 10. And again, he said, rejoice, you Gentiles, which is people. 11. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all the people. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a rod of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. So you can see that even as the prophets were prophesying, they are saying, hey, this man is coming. He's beyond us. Is beyond a man of the Jews. Are you with me? Are you with me? That means it's not like when they now started explaining that promise, that seed of Christ, that seed of Abraham. When it's now started explaining, I said, it's not actually the seed of Abraham, but it's the seed of man. Don't forget what God said in Genesis 3. The seed of what? The seed of man, or the seed of the woman, shall what? Bruise the head of the serpent. Later when Abraham now came, he said, no, it's not just the seed of man, it's my seed. But later, when the prophet now starts explaining, say, hey, all the Gentiles can lay claim to this man. Are you with me, brethren? Say the same Jesus, the whole world. The seed of man, not the seed of a peculiar tribe. It's not tribalistic. So, write this again. So, he started ministry from the circumcision due to the integration or the reception, or due to the way the intention of God was received. That is the integration. Just try and put it down any way you can understand. He started his ministry from the circumcision due to the way the intention of God was received. Again, let me explain again. What do I mean by integration? That is the different additions that was added to the message for the sake of understanding and faith. Come back again. What do I mean by integration? The different additions that was added. Sorry, addition that was added. That's serious. The different additions to the message for the sake of understanding and faith of men of diverse ages. Of men of Russia. Come on, try and spy. I'll wait for everybody. Love feast, so, and when you come together to eat, wait for what? One another. Check your friend's notes. Are you thinking of money? What are you thinking of? I'm thinking of your singleness. It's revelation. That's open revelation. Like, oh, your Bible don't have revelation. Pastor. Get on that one. Through the diverse ages. That is same word, Hebrews 1, verse 1. Right? That is God who had diverse time, the fathers who had diverse time and diverse, sundry times and diverse manner. Don't get tired, I don't know it. No. But please, right, because that's why I'm choosing this. Write this down clearly. An integrated gospel still cannot save. If all you believe is that Jesus is the seed of Abraham, right to Abraham, blessings are mine. That is not enough for salvation, no. That I'm a Jew by birth, and therefore something is not enough. If you have friends like that on Facebook that is claiming Jewish and rabbinic. There are plenty like that saying, no, it's not enough. An integrated gospel is not enough. It's not sufficient for salvation. That means you must narrow it down. That's why when I was trying to explain that first Peter chapter 4, I said, well, looks like even some people that even died without understanding the full gospel, they must yet understand the full gospel. But of course, no, they didn't die in rebellion, right? They didn't die in rebellion, but they have not fully comprehend. So the one that I see calling Jesus today, although he has believed small out of him, and he's not still calling Jesus holy water. Jesus is no, we know salvation is eternal. But do you know the salvation is eternal? To believe in what? In the death, burial, and resurrection for sin. So if all you just believe is Jesus is my shoe cleaner, is the angel of his presence, all those type of, you are not saved though. You're not. You believe in different things. You are not saved. Yeah, eternal salvation does not cover that one. Are you with me? Eternal salvation is because of. When someone just asks you that issue, eternal salvation, the issue is not what you did or what you didn't do. It's what happens to you upon believing. Are you with me? It's what another man does to the man that believes. That is eternal salvation. That means it's not just because I believe, it's because of the effect of my believing. But if it's just say it's what I believe, that means the day you stop believing, what will happen? But something like let me use a negative example. If somebody said, okay, abuse the president of the United States and he will send a missile to destroy your entire village, and you abuse the president and he sends the missile, is it reversible? What is your own action? Abusing, right? What is the effect? Missile. One-way traffic. So also, believe the gospel, he seals you with what? With who? With the Holy Ghost of promise. It's your choice to believe. But that he used the word seal. No, believe God though. That's why you use some serious words. Sealed forever. A stamp. Earnest. Guarantee. A pledge. All for the Spirit. So an integrated gospel cannot give the Holy Ghost. That means a gospel that have had paparazzi. Gospel that have had all manner. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. My sister, guess sister, she means hardcover. Hardcover. She's a woman of God. So when her husband comes, she's already pushing. Excuse me. Awesome. Now the man will just say, okay, me too. I surrender. Of course, he has surrendered us. John 8, just bring the other microphone close, please. Looks like it's low. John 8, 56. John 8, 56. So I said that is why Abraham himself was not saved because he believed he will have a son. Are you with me? Abraham himself, he was not saved just because he believed that he will have Isaac. That was not salvation. So his salvation, we cannot really say he was not saved because he believed that he would have Isaac. That's not why he was saved. See John 8, 56. Thank you. He was not saved because he believed Isaac will come from his loins. He was not even saved because he believed that Jesus will come through him. Let's read 56 together. I want to go, guys. John chapter 8, verse 56. Hallelujah. So why was he saved? He saw his day. Your father Abraham rejoiced. No, you already said something. Isn't our father? Your own father. Hallelujah. He has already removed himself. that I'm not from, you know. Thank you, disclaimer. He has already put his, hey, it's your father, Abraham. He rejoiced to see my day. I mean, it was not, Abraham was not saved because he was just, and people will go to tithes of Genesis 14. He was not saved because of Genesis 12. He was not saved because he left, where did he live? He left his Aram to Canaan. In fact, he was not saved because he had Isaac. He was saved because he now saw the day of Christ. Hallelujah. Which the closest we can relate to it was that Genesis 21:22, when on the road to Mount Moriah, say, oh, God himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering. And of course, you wouldn't have meditated on it more than that. But that is just how much Moses could document for us. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. So therefore, Jesus could not have been preaching for Moses in any way, any day, any time. He could not have been preaching for Moses. He could not have. And because people that he came to meet are already given to legalism, he always looked for ways to outsmart Moses.
Write down that way. So I'm coming to a lot of stuff. This teaching will look at. Now I've tried to look at the divorce small. We'll look at it again. Look at divorce, look at beatitudes, look at the Lord's Prayer, look at several things in your stuff. Look at forgiveness again. Look at how he taught. Look at healing. Amen. Matthew 15:21. Speaking by the Spirit, I've forgotten. So I said, Jesus, he always looked for ways to outwit or outsmart Moses. He was not preaching for Moses. Now, before we go into his teaching ministry, which will be majorly from the next part, check Matthew 15:21. iPhone. Right, hallelujah. Imagine. I thought you know original. Like all those days, Sajem. Remember Sajem? My ex too. Ah, that thing will be vibrating like this. There's one that is very long. As the vibration is die. I want to remember the name. The vibration is. don't mention Nokia. Hallelujah. No one phone like that in those days. They said, just put it. Tell you the thing as it will be dancing as the vibration. It's so much that it will be dancing. Just put excess. You don't need to use small. You just use it, put everything. Bam. Thank you. Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now, keep following, though. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying what? Send her away, for she cried after us. So, did Jesus send her away? No. 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the what? Lost sheep of the house of Israel. Check your Bible. Is that a quotation from somewhere? You have cross reference. Huh? From where? From Isaiah? Okay, let's look for the ones in the Old Testament. Isaiah what? 53? Verse what? Verse 6.
So, what do you call that? Huh? Integration. Now, write this down. I wrote my note. I said, who sets that order that you are only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Write like a question and answer, okay? Don't worry, you are a Bible scholar. You are all Bible scholars. So don't say, Pastor, just give us the conclusion. What are you just trying to say? Summarize everything. Imagine somebody is summarizing for me. I won't be your pastor. I'll be your audio engineer. Okay, I said, who sets that order? That order of, I am sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Scriptures, not God. That's the answer. The answer is scriptures, not God. Please write it down that way. Please just be thinking along. Because I'm soon end this. Go to our love and self. Then have a nice time. Pray together. Then we look at something again. There we go. It's a long day for you. So, I said scriptures, not God. Also write integration, not intention. That means now, beyond what is happening. Is it scriptures, not God? Then integration, not intention. That means beyond what is happening right now, Jesus is about to explain that scripture. That scripture of, I am not sent only to the what? Lost sheep of the house of Israel. So also, that means Jesus will also use this drama that is happening to explain that scripture. Or rather, let me use the word to act that scripture. Or to correct that scripture. Or better still, to differentiate that scripture. Sorry. But you know what I mean. Integration is you made it complex, cumbersome. Differentiation is simplify it to the initial, solve the equation, give us the answer. That is differentiation. Make it smaller, make it obvious. What is inside? Remove the icing sugar. Amen. Praise God. I'm expecting an icing sugar stuff today. Amen. Say that. So, see 25 now. So, Jesus will now also use the life of this woman the same way he used the life of the man in John 9 to teach you that sickness does not come because of individual sin. Are you with me? Sickness came because of him that subjected creation to corruption in hope. Romans 8, right? 21, 22. Remember? I was showing you this microphone. If you're looking at me like I don't talk to you before. I've not touched you before. I have now. So, sickness came because of the type of, what's the question there? The body of man. Are you with me? Say, sickness does not come because of my sin. If there's anything we inherit from Adam, it's only the body. 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 Big body, eh? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Sickness did not come before your sin. No, don't romance sickness, God of sin. No, they say, I have been bad. Some people have been bad too, and they are not sick. Kill yourself. No, don't kill yourself. As you have love feast, you eat and you'll be healed. Hallelujah. This place is coming your service. Amen. Glory to God. As a joke. Romans 15:25 now. See the next verse. Then, so I said, the same way Jesus used the life of that man to explain the fact that sickness does not come from sin or because of individual sin. It did not come from God. But sickness came because of what? Just the body. He just said, but now that I'm here, I will heal him. That means God's response to sickness is just healing. So also, Jesus will use the life of this woman to teach. Most of the miracles of Jesus were teaching ministry on their own. The way he used them, he was teaching something. That's why I love to say, the way we heal the sick must also communicate the character of God. And then you tell somebody that a lady that is looking for the fruit of the womb, sow seed, do this. You know, I have told you before, right? Remember? You know, I told them, if you want to have child, you have to sponsor my own child out of university, then God will answer your own. And the woman now, when you now came, got to maybe second or third year, the woman now begged the prophet, said, "Prophet, please, I can have not seen the money yet. Can you just give me the grace of some months?" And the prophet said, you want to miss it? Your miracle will go. It will go. And the woman was now crying. Thank God for Facebook. That's how we got to here. That's sad. Why is he full of the womb? Lay hands there. Baby, come. It's not coming from heaven. Baby is coming from the same womb. Or from wherever. Don't think of biology. Let's leave the rest. When you're unmarried, I will teach you biological spirituality. Where am I? Amen. Praise God. Okay, 25 now. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." 15:25 now. I say romance now. I say romance. You curse it. Okay, talk it. Sorry. Is it Matthew now? How would I be a friend? How would I grow from it? You should know now. Stop that. That's not good to stop too much story during preaching. Now that I know about Pastor Julia, that we have to talk. Yes, she will see. 15:25. That's right, just read. That's like that. This series, part 5 of our series 3 of Genesis. I'll just read it. Just read it. Heaven. Say yes. If you are for sky, say I. For comment, say no. I have it. Read the next one. Say, I have it. That's what we just did for like 1 hour. Imagine a first time I'm coming for that service. It will never come again. They are just doing, they are just reading. But let's read now. How do you do things fall apart? You don't just read. Half of the blue moon. The yellow sun. Okay, 15:25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." That means Jesus did not push her away. Also, the lady did not leave. So when the disciples were saying, "Send her away," he didn't answer them. Pay attention to that. Now 26, he now said, but he answered. He's still teaching, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." In that context, who are the children? The Jews. Who are the puppies? Dogs. There's puppies, not bulldog, okay? But dogs are just, they're not like their own dog in this place. That are very, they are not like their own dogs. They are very dirty, that eat anything. Puppies here are the ones that, they are well fed. Are you with me? Praise God, they are well fed. They are yomos. You know what I mean? Yomos? Yomos is it. They are not like yourself. So it's actually after you have given your boo-boo food, that's when you give captain food. Are you with me? So when you have given your child food, that's when you give. Sorry, captain is the name of my dog. Sorry. That's when you give your puppies food. That's what he was saying here. God was not abusing her. He was rather saying, "Hey, the kids need to be fed before what? Puppies. Puppies, I punch you. For the puppies." So, talking about the same preference, that was still integration. It was still integration that made the Jews superior to who? To the Gentiles. So, children here does not mean children in redemption. Children here does not mean people are born again. Children here does not mean people are born again. No. 27. And she said, hallelujah. "Truth, Lord. Yes, the dogs eat of the crumbs," right? "Which fall from their master's table." What's the next word? "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was whole from that very hour." So what healed the woman? Faith. any Jew that ever received a miracle from Jesus too. What healed the Jew? Faith. Say faith. Say faith, not performance. So any Jew that was healed because of faith. Any Gentile that was ever healed was healed because of faith. Faith, faith. Do you get this, brethren? So he was not respecting the law of separation. That was not what he was doing. Jesus was not respecting that law of separation between Jew and Gentile. Yeah, no, 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 no. See, go to John 4 verse 7. Faith, faith. And that is why, did it seem that the Jews received more miracles than the Gentiles? Not because they had more faith, but because Jesus taught them more. 3 days preaching. Remember? Remember? And faith comes by what? Hearing, right? So because Jesus, of course, he cannot be everywhere. At least he didn't come to Nigeria. They wouldn't have allowed him to leave. Amen? I trust our fathers in those days. Or if they have been here. Okay, when are we going to test? When do we... We just make an we build a statue for him. Remember that Okorocha will just build. Say, Baba, you go nowhere. Jesus, this is you. Hallelujah. We immortalize him there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If Donald Trump comes to Nigeria, he will build a statue for him. I say, ah. So it's because that Jesus taught the Gentiles more. Sorry, the Jews more. That was why it seems like the Jews were more blessed. Of course, that was his, let me use the word, his PPA. That was his place of primary assignment. And again, let me see, I'm still saying this, the intention of God was actually the whole world. Say the whole world. The whole world, not just Jews alone. That means that intention of God, the preaching of the gospel, cannot just be achieved through Jesus alone, because Jesus is just one man. As a lot, he's just a man. He can't be everywhere at every time. Therefore, he was relying on his resurrection for the preaching of the gospel. John 4:7. There cometh a certain woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for the disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews what have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and whom it is that saith unto you, give me to drink. If you know who I be, thou would have asked of me, and I would have given you the living water. So that means when faith shows up, the law of separation, in fact, even without faith itself, that's what I'm actually trying to say. You know that woman, we can say that it's because maybe she had faith. That is why Jesus healed her. This woman now, did she even have anything? But did Jesus decipher himself from her? So that law of separation, Jesus did not respect it. And like I wrote in my notes, sorry, I'm fast. I'm trying to write as much as I can. So some Jews too, when they exhibited unbelief, could not receive from Jesus' ministry. So he did not respect that law of separation. Glory, glory, glory to God. So some Jews too, when they exhibited unbelief, could not receive from Jesus' ministry. They couldn't. Matthew 13:54. And when he was come into his own country, some Jews, when they exhibited unbelief, they couldn't receive from Jesus' teaching, from Jesus' ministry. So he taught them, Matthew 13:54, look at your Bible. That's when you're in church, you look at your Bible. It's for you. I don't just read for you. You do better. I don't just quote something for you that something that's not there for you, lest you get confused. Okay. He taught them in their synagogue, in so much that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Why should what supposed to bless you be intimidating you? Are you with me? Some of you at times you attend some program and you see the man of God preaching, performing everything. And what you ask is that I can do better than this now. Shut up. Receive. Are you with me? Is that what is joy in those days? All you preaching are you be doing? I know that scripture. I did something close to that last week. No, that's not the time for you to show up. It's time for you to receive. Are you with me? So don't say that is that. Anyway, I'm coming to that in the house before we go to our love feast. That love and self. That is that thing. That idea of superiority. Calm me down. Glory. Thank you. So I'm in verse 55. Is not this the captain's son? You just acknowledge that this man has mighty works. So you just acknowledge that this guy has the miraculous. Yes, you are seen saying. Are you not a plumber's son? Sorry, your wife. I didn't. It's not intentional. Amen. Why are you not a? Are you? Say you two. Are they not sons of somebody? Oh, is this just a very logical reason to disdain a man? No, I've told you that unbelief. Sorry, what I've told you about unbelief is that point one is what man will see the goodness of God, but what they will despise, they will not prioritize it. Number two, there will be a progression away from God. They go in his own way. Number three, stubbornness and lies. Also, unbelief will be unrealistic. It will not make sense. That means you know that you are just. And that's see on that number three, Sha. It will be so unreasonable, even to a normal analysis. See, and look at this. You two, like I'm saying, you two, you are from the lineage of maybe Ghost is even better. Of shit business. You know, if I enter Lagos by the left, you know that place? Before, I've worked there before. Which one? You two, that is your father. Is Campbell Tree, is not a good job? Thank you. Some people learn it in school. Is not his mother called Mary? How is that a reason for you? So he should not have a mother. Unbelief will be unrealistic. Yeah, is he not from that country? Obama, where is he from? Who is Donald Trump to Mike Tyson before? Mike Tyson? Yes. He was his financial advisor. Now, Trump became multi-billionaire. Tyson was broke. Just Google it. Where Obasanjo came from when to become president? Your current president. Actually, what did he enter? Are you with me? So why should humanity just make you angry? You two, you are woman. That's what I'm saying. You two, you are woman. Yeah, I saw him eating kuku and ekpa on the street. You do the same. See, and his brethren, even these names are okay. James, Joseph's nice name, Simon, and Judas. And he was his sisters and are they not all with us? So should they be in the moon? What are you expecting? Even the Moses that they were honoring so much. Did Moses have a wife? So I tell you that unbelief will be so unreasonable. Like you ladies, you know, if you want to nail a man, you just look for what? Any reason. Just any reason. Yeah, see, it's true. And the person you have, okay, somebody bought a $10,000 shoe that maybe you see is shopping small. You left that one, you follow somebody that bought a shoe of 1-2, but you see brand new. You get that? So that means it's not about what they are saying, it's about what the content of the art. You just want to despise. Amen, amen. Praise God. They went then at this man all these things. 57, and they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house. That's a general statement. It's not saying you believe, you should follow the same pattern. 58, once go, let's read. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Are you see? That's a Jew. So you can see that Jews too, they are not automatic what? Recipients of miracles. Of course, if you now read the account of Mark, Jesus now went again and start what? Teaching them. Teaching. The teaching is the solution to unbelief. That means if you have a friend, you have family, you have parents, you have been trying to communicate the gospel to them, they are trying to say no. The only solution is to keep trying. If you give up, evil men and seducers will become worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So you don't give up. So teaching is God's solution. Now, so that is the Jews. See Gentiles too. See Matthew chapter 8. See Matthew 8. Please be fast. It's almost okay. Almost there. Matthew 8:28. Glory. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes. Thank you. Now that Gergesenes actually that is a native tribe of Canaan. A native tribe of Canaan. That means they are not part of the Jews. Okay, just like some of those people that Joshua met in those promised land, they didn't drive out fully. That somehow they are still there. It's a native tribe. You can just check it in the Greek. So like some of those that Joshua did not drive out fully. Let's keep reading. There met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exhibiting fears, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cry out, saying, what have we done to thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come either to torment us before the time? Okay, let me just say this. I plan to say this under stopping demonic activities part 2. Why they recognized Jesus was not because they saw Son of God on his face. It was because of Jesus' experiences of casting out of demons. Are you with me? So when you see a demon, you say, this demon, why didn't this demon respect me? Try and cast out enough, they will respect you. You do get that? Huh? I'm saying that a shadow of God is a shadow of God. So you don't need a demon's acknowledgement for you to believe who you are. So why they are just saying this is because of what? The different exploits that Jesus has done. Leave that for now. Okay, 30. And there was a good way off from them, and head of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the head of the swine. 32. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the head of the swine, and built the whole of the head of the swine round violently down a steep into a sea, and perish in the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are times your simple get out is enough for miracles. Sometimes we try to talk so much. We try to do so much drama. Amen? At times you pursue a demon out with your own unbelief. You bring it back inside. Don't speak the word and go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I speak with authority. Say, I speak with authority. I may not look powerful. Say, but when the word comes out, it does not return without effect. Hallelujah. Effect, that's operations. So, see sickness, get out in Jesus' name. Simple. Make sure you do this again this month. Hallelujah. Not just once in a month. Make it a practice. You have to do more so that those in unbelief will not cause you to doubt yourself. That means if you only try to minister to one man in a month and that one is not receptive, you think you are the one that is at fault. That's why in a month, at least try 5, try 6. Are you with me? So that you will find, so as you are seeing the ones that their head is not correct, you also see the ones that they will receive from you. Are you with me? Are you with me? Miracles is in the volume. It's in the volume. Because it's also man must receive. Thank you for understanding that. See verse 33. They do more so that those in unbelief will not cause you to doubt yourself. You need to do more. You need to minister more. You need to minister more. As you teach people, ask deliberately. If you have any issue, come, let me pray for you. This is ask deliberately. At times you receive it by word of knowledge. At times as you are praying before the meeting, it comes to you. Amen? At times you are preaching, and you just feel a specific pain in a part of your body. It may mean, not really a pain, or you feel a specific signal in a part of your body. It may mean that somebody is in the place that has a pain on that part. That is as simple as how men of God knew. It's not rocket science. Thank you. Verse 3. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befalling to the possessed of the devils. 34. Let's read together. I want to go. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he won't depart out of their course. See? That's Gentiles, right? We have seen how Jews rejected. We have seen Gentiles too rejected. We have seen Jews receive. We have seen Gentiles receive. Hallelujah. So same faith, based on same faith, all can be healed. Therefore, Jesus' message and ministry was to outwith the legalism of Moses, not to respect it, not to continue it, not to perfect it. Jesus' message and ministry was to outwit or outsmart the legalism of Moses, not to respect it, not to continue it, and not to perfect it. He was not respecting the law of separation. Glory, glory, glory. I'm done. Yeah, nobody to play keyboard today. So, he was not respecting the law of separation. So, when you are hearing that preference that he's saying to the Jews first, then to the Greek, that is the integration of the fathers. You are hearing all those guys in Romans chapter 2, right? 2 and 3. In Romans 2:2. Tribulation and anguish to every man that doeth evil. First to the Jews, also to the Gentiles. Glory, honor, and immortality to all that doeth good. First to the Jews, also to the Gentiles. That is funny. You know what Paul actually did there? Paul did cross multiply. Ah, yeah. Look at that. You know what they have been saying before? All true is that what? God will bless the Jews only. God will bless the Jews only. Or, let's say God will bless the Jews before the Gentiles. No more problem. I say, okay. Say God will bless the Jews before the Gentiles when the Jews believe. They also, that we finish the Jews before the Gentiles when the Gentiles rebel. So what has he done? He has canceled it. You get that? It's a play of words. Those men, they are smart. It just interacts. Okay, check it now. Romans 2 verse what? Check it for me. Let everybody saw it. Sorry, everybody see it. Romans 2 verse 9 and 10. Pastor Joy said 9 and 10. Pastor Raphael said 8 and 9. Who is correct? Hallelujah. Raphael, Pastor Joy. Glory to God. Whoever wins is going to back the next exam. Hallelujah. Who won? Raph? Oh. Okay, let's read 9 and 10 together. I want to go, guys. Come on, again, wait for your neighbor. Okay, want to go now? Yes, let's read. Anguish. Evil. To the Jew first, also to the Greek. Next verse. Honor. Peace. To the Jews first too. Next verse. Exactly now. But there is no what? Respect of person. So you just cancel that. You are special Jews. Hey, don't worry. If you believe, you will live faster. If you rebel, you will die faster too. So for there is no respect of person. So that was a play of word. So again, let me say it. So that preference in the Old Testament that said to the Jews first, also to the Greek, is because of the integration of the gospel. Not because it was perverted though, but call it integration. Because the law said, let me say it this way. The law said, the law said, don't relate with Gentiles at all. Are you with me, brethren? That is what the law said. The Lord said, don't relate with Gentiles at all. Please, I will soon be, I'm closing now, but get this right. The law of Moses said, don't relate with them at all. But the integration of the gospel said what? To the Jews first, then to the Greek. Everything in the Old Testament. You get the difference? You get the difference? That's when legalism was speaking. Don't relate with them at all. But when the gospel was being preached, which they were able to receive as much as they can, which that is why I call it integration. It's okay. God will first bless the Jews, then it will what? Bless the Gentiles. But guess what? When the Jews now rejected the gospel in Acts 13, we now saw later in Romans 11, Paul now changed the pattern to the Gentiles first, now to the Jews. Okay, you didn't see that there? Let's find it. Go to Romans. That's the last thing we read. Trust me. Hold on. Romans 11. That your laugh is deceitful. Yeah, Romans 11. Let me know the first to get it. Romans 11, Romans 10. Okay. I know it's everything, but let's look for just a clear one that we bring that home. Come on, find a checkmate verse for me there. Hallelujah. I think I love 30, have you? I love 30 and 31 actually. As you in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. 31 now. Even so have these now, although not believe, that through your own mercy, that they may also obtain what? Mercy. It's more than that actually. I see some other verses here that should say it. It's just saying that the Gentiles too now, well, that the Jews were kept in unbelief till the fullness of time, till the fullness of the Gentiles coming. There's a verse like that. That's 25. Yes, let's read 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness is happened to them, to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. And of course, you know, Pastor Jerry will explain that one to you in some messages to come. Praise God. Are you listening? Sure, they have done their exam. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, God does not use the law of separation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.